Whitman to Margaret S. Curtis, October 4, 1863. Washington, Armory Square Hospital, Sunday evening, October 4. Dear Madam, your letter reached me this forenoon with the $30 for my dear boys, for very dear they have become to me, wounded and sick here in the government hospitals. As it happens, I find myself rapidly making acknowledgement of your welcome letter and contribution from the midst of those it was sent to aid, and best by a sample of actual hospital life on the spot, and of my own goings around the last 2 or 3 hours. As I write, I sit in a large, pretty well-filled ward by the cot of a lad of 18, belonging to Company M, 2nd New York Cavalry, wounded 3 weeks ago today at Culpeper, hit by fragment of a shell in the leg below the knee. A large part of the calf of the leg is torn away. It killed his horse. Still, no bones broken, but a pretty large, ugly wound. I have been writing to his mother at Comac, Suffolk County, New York. She must have a letter just as if from him, about every 3 days. It pleases the boy very much. Has 4 sisters. Them also I have to write to occasionally. Although so young, he has been in many fights, and tells me shrewdly about them, but only when I ask him. He is a cheerful, good-natured child. Has to lie in bed constantly, his leg in a box. I bring him things. He says little or nothing in the way of thanks. Is a country boy, always smiles and brightens much when I appear, looks straight in my face, and never at what I may have in my hand for him. I mention him for a specimen, as he is within reach of my hand, and I can see that his eyes have been steadily fixed on me from his cot ever since I began to write this letter. There are some 25 or 30 wards, barracks, tents, etc., in this hospital. This is Ward C. Has beds for 60 patients. They are mostly full. Most of the other principal wards about the same. So you see, a U.S. general hospital here is quite an establishment. This has a regular police, armed sentries at the gates and in the passages, etc., and a great staff of surgeons, cadets, women and men nurses, etc., etc. I come here pretty regularly because this hospital receives, I think, the worst cases and is one of the least visited. There is not much hospital visiting here now. It has become an old story. The principal here, Dr. Bliss, is a very fine operating surgeon. Sometimes he performs several amputations or other operations of importance in a day. Amputations, blood, death are nothing here. You will see a group absorbed in playing cards up at the other end of the room. I visit the sick every day or evening. Sometimes I stay far in the night on special occasions. I believe I have not missed more than 2 days in past 6 months. It is quite an art to visit the hospitals to advantage. The amount of sickness and the number of poor, wounded, dying young men are appalling. One often feels lost, despondent. His labor's not even a drop in the bucket. The wretched little he can do in proportion. I believe I mentioned in my letter to Dr. Russell that I try to distribute something, even if but the merest trifle, all round, without missing any, when I visit a ward, going round rather rapidly, and then devoting myself more at leisure to the cases that need special attention. One who is experienced may find in almost any ward at any time 1 or 2 patients or more who are at that time trembling in the balance, the crisis of the wound, recovery uncertain, yet death also uncertain. I will confess to you, madam, that I think I have an instinct and faculty for these cases. Poor young men, how many have I seen and known? How pitiful it is to see them. One must be calm and cheerful, and not let on how their case really is, must stop much with them, find out their idiosyncrasies, do anything for them, nourish them, judiciously give the right things to drink, bring in the affections, soothe them, brace them up, kiss them, discard all ceremony, and fight for them, as it were, with all weapons. I need not tell your womanly soul that such work blesses him that works, as much as the object of it. I have never been happier than in some of these hospital ministering hours. It is now between 8 and 9 evening. The atmosphere is rather solemn here tonight. There are some very sick men here. The scene is a curious one. The ward is perhaps 120 or 30 feet long. The cots each have their white mosquito curtains. All is quite still. An occasional sigh or groan. Up in the middle of the ward, the lady nurse sits at a little table with a shaded lamp reading. The walls, roof, etc., are all whitewashed. The light up and down the ward from a few gas burners about half turned down. It is Sunday evening. Today I've been in the hospital, one part or another, since 3 o'clock. To a few of the men, pretty sick, or just convalescing and with delicate stomachs, or perhaps badly wounded arms, I have fed their suppers, partly peaches peeled and cut up, with powdered sugar, very cool and refreshing. They like to have me sit by them and peel them, cut them in a glass and sprinkle on the sugar. All these little items, maybe, may interest you. I have given 3 of the men this afternoon small sums of money. I provide myself with a lot of bright new 10-cent and 5-cent bills. And when I give little sums of change, I give the bright new bills. Every little thing, even, must be taken advantage of. To give bright, fresh 10-cent bills, instead of any other, helps break the dullness of hospital life.